I want to tell you a story tonight that it is a personal story, and it's about a commitment that was kind of forced on me. This is a story I haven't told anybody before, and it's about a book that a few of you have already read, a book called Storms of Perfection. I appreciate the letters and the notes that I've gotten from a lot of you telling me how much the book has meant to you. And for those of you who haven't read the book or are not familiar with it, Storms of Perfection is a collection of letters from over 50 of the world's most successful people that tell the story of the biggest problem or worst rejection that they encountered before they became successful, when they were just like us. And the people in the book read like a who's who of entertainment and business and sports. And it people like Norman Vincent Peale, Kenny Rogers, Randy Travis, Alan Shepard, the first man in space, Tom Monahan, the Domino's Pizza guy, William Sessions, the director of the FBI, and on and on. Some of the most successful people in history. I don't really take a lot of credit for the book because all I did was organize it. But I did want to let you know the behind-the-scenes story of how this book got put together. Because it really sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like, you just ask people to write letters about their rejections, about their problems, and they write you a letter and you slap them in a book and there you got a book. I mean, that sounds like a good idea, doesn't it? And I thought so too. But there were some problems involved here, some challenges that I went through. First of all, I couldn't get anybody to write me a letter. I was actually turned down by 56 different people before I ever got the first one. And in a two-year period, I was turned down by over 600 different people to get the 52 letters that are in the book. And it's amazing how it happened. I got a letter from Mark Spitz, a full-page letter, explaining to me why he didn't have time to write me a letter.